Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Welcome in, Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh on a green and gold Monday. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, live from the Lakeland University studios, online learning in seven locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Dan Plucker, executive producer, as always, today. And we, of course, have to talk about what happened in that Packers loss yesterday to the Minnesota Vikings. That'll be the focus for pretty much the whole show. Chester Markle, Packers Hall of Fame kicker from back in the 70s.
What time did we suppose? Oh, I'm sorry, what hour,
he
Steve?
Leads off the last hour of the show,
so
Gary.
We need to warm him up.
Yeah, Chester Markle, Packers Hall of Fame kicker, will lead off the last hour of the show today. We'll see if he has any idea of how to fix Mason Crosby. And the struggles that he's had. We've had Chris Jackie on talking about it in the past, in the last couple of weeks. And now we'll check on Chester Markle and see if he has any ideas.
If he missed another one, Mason Crosby against the Rams, let's see if we can find Al Del Greco.
That's who I would prefer.
See if we can find him?
I love Al Del Greco. Big fan. Little Al.
Auburn, yeah. University.
Great, great golfer. Probably a better, maybe a better golfer than he was a field goal kicker.
I don't know. He was pretty good.
He was very good. He was very good. Loved Al Del Greco.
He was pretty good kicking field goals, Steve.
As a kid, I loved Al Del Greco. I couldn't tell you why I was such an Al Del Greco fan, but I was. Even when he left and went to the Oilers, I still liked Al Del Greco. But he was dang good as a golfer.
Let me see if I can reach out.
Yeah, Del Greco would be sweet. Okay, so what did you take away from yesterday's Packers lost? News coming out earlier today from the troll, Adam Schefter.
Why you want to call Schefter troll already?
I've had my fill of him. So that's going to be my nickname from now on. Schefter saying earlier today, Jenkins done for the year, torn ACL. Yeah. It's over. Meanwhile, now it doesn't sound like we're going to have Bakhtiari back either this week against the Rams. This could go into December. It's looking like. Now, again, we're not going to talk about the Rams necessarily this show. We'll talk about it more as the week goes on, and it's Thanksgiving, so it'll be abbreviated to a certain degree of how much conversation we're going to have. But no Elton Jenkins at guard against Aaron Donald. I'm worried.
You better be.
And that's not – I mean, you can tell me more.
Yeah.
So, like, if it's a tackle, right, Yash needs help at left tackle, right?
Yeah.
Or Billy Turner needs help at right tackle, I can help.
Right.
What do you do to help interior offensive linemen in those situations?
Well, you
to double and triple Aaron Donald, I guess.
You're doubling Aaron Donald every time with the center and the guard.
Yeah, but the center and the guard, he can push them both back.
Huh?
He can push both of those.
He can,
back.
But you're gonna try to do your best. But that's what you're doing. You're doubling him. If he moves around, doesn't matter, center and guard. I don't think I've ever seen him.
Then you got Newman at the other guard. Oh,
yeah, I don't think I've ever seen him over the tackle. Never say never.
Nope.
But so he's basically center guard. Either guard,
right, and then the center.
Yeah.
But you've got all inexperience in all three positions.
I don't know.
And none of those dudes are big.
Yeah,
not
I don't
Jenkins
know.
Big.
Well, Donald's not a big dude though. He's just mean.
But
tough.
He is strong.
All that.
Strong and ripped.
I don't know. I don't know if you say inexperienced, Steve. I mean, Lucas Patrick, Royce Newman,
rookie.
But he's
Ronnie and second year player.
Yeah, but Newman's played a good amount here.
Listen, and you can disagree, and that's fine.
Okay.
Playing defensive linemen in this league are one thing. Playing Aaron Donald, something different.
Yes. No, I don't disagree.
I mean, as far as
I don't
as
disagree.
Far as guys that are going to line up, he's going to play. This is kind of like the LT
what I'm
of
saying
your era.
Is,
I mean, this
he's
going beast.
He's going to get his, right, Aaron Donald?
No doubt.
And probably more so because you got Royce Newman over Elgton Jenkins.
And for Rodgers, is it easier when you can see him coming at you up the middle versus the side?
Well, I mean, it's the easiest and the quickest way to the quarterback right in the middle of you, so – it may be tougher, but yeah, he's got to get rid of football, but it may be tougher. But it appears, though, Steve, if they really want to go after these guys, it looks like you can run block the hell out of this front. To me, looks like. I mean,
I'd
the 49ers
really
did it.
If you had Bakhtiari and Jenkins run blocking, I'd feel a lot better than what I've got right now run blocking. I just think this game becomes very, very difficult. I mean, if this Packers team is healthy, they win. Like, not even to worry.
Right.
If this Packers team was healthy, they would have smoked the Vikings. I don't think that would have been an issue either.
Agreed.
Jefferson's not doing that against Jaire Alexander.
No.
It's not happening.
No.
So, from that perspective, you know, I look ahead to this week, and I don't know if I really care if they win or not. I mean, you've said it yourself. I don't really care if we have home field advantage or not, but just get healthy. And then once the Packers are healthy, they can win anywhere.
I think they can.
For me, it's just don't get any more guys hurt. I mean, this is ridiculous. Every week they lose somebody else, Gary.
But this is ACL. This is not coming back. This
done.
Is career almost type stuff. I mean, that's why you're delayed right now in Bakhtiari.
And it takes you out for pretty much all
of
next year.
A year.
All of next year, too.
It's a
so
year.
Ruddy right now is starting next year at left guard unless something changes.
Yes.
He's starting left guard.
Yeah, you won't see him until basically this time next year or later. It's a year.
Right.
And, well, probably later than that because the surgery won't happen for another 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, surgery may not happen for another month because they got to get the swelling down first.
And that obviously
takes time. And that takes time. Then they go operate. Because they don't want you bleeding all over the table when they cut you open.
And you knew when you saw it happen, right, that probably was what the case was because it looked like that knee buckled before it even got to the block.
Exactly.
Anytime it's non-contact, you know it's bad news. If somebody rolls into you, you have a chance. If somebody hits you, you have a chance. If you collapse without anybody touching you, it's over. More than likely, that's how it works. All right, what did you take away from yesterday's Packers loss? That's what we want to know from you. Lots of phone lines wide open. The only guest we got today is Chester Markle, Packers Hall of Fame kicker last hour. So it's you, me, Gary, Dan Plucker. Let's talk. What did you take away from yesterday's Packers loss? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network. First and goal. Rodgers all day, can't find anyone. Low to five. Green Bay.
A touchdown, a 10-yard pass. Highlight courtesy of Fox. Third quarter touchdown there. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson on a green and gold Monday. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. They next play tonight. So after every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's and asking you, what did you take away from yesterday's Packers loss? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Tweet us at Big Show Network. Gary, we did the Green and Gold postgame show last night.
Yeah.
People miss it. Just hit that rewind on your Odyssey app, and you can go back and listen to it, AUDACY. Last night, now you've had a night to sleep, so
yeah,
obviously you could have changed. But last night, to start the show immediately following that game, you were pretty positive, pretty upbeat that there are still things to like here.
Yeah, I woke up the same way. I'm good. Good. I mean, team's okay. I mean, I think when you look at what we played with in that game, it was bound to catch up with us. I mean, it's just there are some things that you might want to see them do different. But when I saw that Rashawn Gary wasn't going to play, that just was a huge miss on his defense, along with Za'Darius, along with Jaire Alexander. I mean, of your four players, if you go for it, we go with Kenny Clark, three of those are your top players out of those four guys.
Right.
On a defense. I mean, can't forget about Devondre Campbell because he's having an exceptional season.
Yeah, he is.
But still, that's a lot to miss on the defensive side of the ball for these guys to get some stops. But still, they had an opportunity to win it. I know a lot of people out here on Savage. He'll get better. It's a new defense. He's figuring it out. He's got to catch those balls. Don't get me wrong. But I still see promise within this team. 8-3, good. I mean, on the road, missing all these guys. Elton Jenkins goes down. He's your best lineman, isn't he, Steve?
Yeah, Elton Jenkins is your best lineman.
Right.
Because you haven't had Bakhtiari.
Exactly. Lose him. I still thought that we had a chance to win it. Got off to a slow start. But I'm still good with where we are right now, and especially watching the Dallas Cowboys lose yesterday.
You and your Cowboys.
Yeah.
I mean, you really have really bought all in. Like, you're as much following the Cowboys almost to a certain degree as you are the Packers.
Yeah, well, no, in the NFC, you're always trying to look for your threat right now.
And you still view them more than Tampa.
I don't know. I think Leroy kind of hit me onto this, and it could be fool's gold. I didn't realize they were scoring 40 points a game, dude.
They didn't look like it last night.
They didn't last night.
C.D. Lamb got hurt, though. I mean, that hurt him.
I didn't.
Got a concussion.
I had no clue them jokers scoring 40 points a game. Yeah. That's how outside I was. I mean, you look at – it feels like right now the Buccaneers are struggling right now. And, of course, they'll get better with Brown and Gronk, them guys, all those guys start coming back. But right now, if you look at the Cowboys' offense versus our defense right now, or what we have, if CeeDee Lamb is healthy, who's stopping them guys?
Well, that's just the thing, is who's stopping those guys if we're healthy. Right. So if Jaire is healthy and Kevin King is healthy and Rajul Douglas is healthy and Stokes is healthy, we should have enough guys.
Feel good about it.
Should have enough guys.
Feel good about it. And especially we got the game in Lambeau Field. I don't want to get too
Jaire's
head.
Jaire's got to be healthy, though.
Yes.
I mean,
Yes.
I don't know how many more times I can say this. He has to be healthy.
In that game, you will need him.
Yes.
And with those matchups, obviously.
You're going to need him in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Have to have him. Yeah. What did you take away from yesterday's Packers loss? That's the question. Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Chris in Brookfield, you're first up on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Sparky. What's up, buddy?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
I thought it was a good game. We lost. You know, it's almost like reminiscent. Not quite as bad as an NFC Championship game against Seattle. We get those two interceptions. We get Tiki not doing the stupid Daniels thing of roughing the passer when he didn't even need to touch him after the ball goes. That's just stupidity. You can't coach smart. You're either dumb or you're not. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I thought the defense played from this end, Gary. You know, but obviously since Smith's been out. He's been practically your number one pass rusher with not just sacks, but with hits and pressures. You're missing him out. You had two no-name guys that actually I thought stepped up and played a pretty decent game for guys you never even heard of, didn't even know what their names were on the back of their jerseys.
Right.
I thought they did doggone good. And if you don't have that pass rush, you know, we did get him twice, but he's going to have all day to throw to outstanding wide receivers. How much time do they have to cover him? You know, it's like it is what it is. It's one loss. We're not out of the playoffs. But I don't care about if we get the home field advantage, number one seed or not. To me, that doesn't matter. As long as you're in the game, you can win it. They won it in 10 by playing all the games on the road, so we know it can be done.
Chris, Chris, you bring up something interesting. Thanks for the call. He brings up, giving the guy too much time to throw the football. And when you don't have Za'Darius Smith, Gary, and you don't have Rashawn Gary, mm-hmm. and you lose Merciless, and you're out there with Preston Smith and Garvin, he didn't do jack.
Right.
And then you have to bring in
Burks,
Tipa Galai or whatever his name is. He had to come in. And then Oren Burks, he's trying to play outside. Mm-hmm. That's a problem. They can't have this outside linebacking core in the playoffs and expect to win games.
No.
They have to have Gary, at least, bare minimum, Gary and Preston Smith have to be able to play in the playoffs.
And then you can fill in.
And you would like to have Za'Darius Smith, too, and you feel a lot more comfortable.
Right, and then you can fill in.
And then behind that, whatever.
Right.
I mean, Merciless won't kill you, providing Gary and Za'Darius Smith are playing.
Right.
Because, again, I don't think anybody else is going to be released at this point that's going to be an impact unless somebody throws a fit and daddy start tweeting out videos and stuff and so forth. And then maybe you'll get a defensive player to become available to come to Green Bay as an outside linebacker. But I think the market that was going to come available has come available gone now. And I don't know if you get anybody else.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know who's out there. That's it. You're going with that. Hopefully Z comes back in a couple of weeks after the bye week, we'll see what happens.
A lot of people upset about this defense yesterday, Gary, and them being able to give up as many points as they have. And really, since the Saints game, they haven't given up anywhere close to these amount of points in a game since that game. But how much of it was Barry's defensive scheme? How much of it was injuries playing into this? How much of this was the Vikings just outcoached them? How much blame and where do you kind of put it for the defense giving up as much as they did to, Kirk Cousins, who played really well? It wasn't like Dalvin Cook ran for $150.
No.
He didn't even get to 100 yards.
No, they did. You had maybe 5 opportunities to get Kirk Cousins, and you didn't get him. That's a lot of opportunities. That's what they lost it at.
Well, Savage had three.
Rasul Douglas had one.
Yep.
I believe. Stokes might have had one, too.
Well, Douglas had the one went right by his head.
Boom.
Gone.
Yes. So that's really where it was. You had about 5 opportunities to pick this dude off, and you got none of them.
Right.
None of them. And we still – I don't know. Was that a fumble to you with Savage? I mean, I'm sorry. Was that a completed –
I'm glad you brought this up.
What's your feelings on
that? The still shot picture shows his knee down. He has control.
Right.
But you have to complete
the catch
all the way through.
The ground.
Can you explain this to me?
Yeah.
Because I thought about this morning. So if I understand the NFL rules correctly, for a catch, right, you have to complete it all the way through on a reception.
Yes.
Right? On an interception, same thing applies, correct?
Correct.
So in both situations, if that was a receiver or, in this case, a defensive player, it would have been ruled incomplete either way.
Right.
Regardless of what position. Okay. But if a player is running and gets taken down, the ground cannot cause a fumble.
Correct.
But a ground can cause an incompletion, but it cannot cause a fumble. Why does that make any sense to anybody? If it can't cause a fumble, then why should it be allowed to cause an incompletion? Shouldn't the rule be the same? The ground cannot cause
it? Because you're carrying the football. It's the difference.
Savage had the football. He had control of it. His knee
hit
the ground, then the ball came out.
But it was a reception. So it's a difference between a catch and a handoff.
But if the ground can't, my point is, if you're saying the ground can't cause the fumble, then the ground shouldn't be able to cause an incompletion either.
But it's not the same thing.
If your knee's down and you have control, it should be a catch or an interception, in my mind.
That's fine, but it's not the same thing. And I'm trying to tell you why it's not the same thing.
Go ahead.
You want to hear it.
Sure.
One is a reception, and one is a handoff or running.
I understand the difference.
So the ground's allowed to do one thing in one situation
and another in another.
Yeah, and the difference is a reception or a handoff. Now, for example, so had he caught the ball and somehow got up and ran with it and got tackled and he hits the ground, it's not a fumble.
Makes zero sense.
Because that
you
could
can tell me
too.
30 times over
right.
how the ground
now,
can cause a fumble.
So what they call that is completing the catch
I know what they
all
call
the
it.
Way through.
Yep.
and all the way through. That was who was that the was that the is this the Calvin Johnson rule? Because
no.
Didn't this happen to him one time in the end zone where they threw him the ball? Pluck, do you remember this?
I do, yes.
Isn't this the Calvin Johnson rule?
It is the Calvin Johnson rule, absolutely. It's the process of the catch is right. What they say. So yesterday, Savage did not complete the right. Process of yeah. The catch.
So, again.
I mean, much like, who's the receiver for the Dallas Cowboys that came to Lambeau Field?
Dez Bryant.
Dez Bryant. Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we got that one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it was similar things. So what Calvin Johnson had happened, I think it was in the first game of a season against the Bears. It was a game-winning touchdown. He caught the ball and then put the ball down on the ground with one hand and walked away from it.
Right.
And they said he didn't complete the process of the catch in doing so. And yesterday was kind of similar-ish, I guess. Yeah. But I don't know if Savage really ever had full control in their eyes all the way to the ground, which is similar to what happened to Calvin Johnson right. In that situation.
Can you explain, Steve, the difference? I mean, he's saying that it's not the same.
I'm saying it is the same.
It is the same.
Right. If the ground can't cause a fumble, then the ground shouldn't cause an incompletion either.
Why is that, Pluck? Do you know?
Because if the ball touches the ground after being in the air, it's incomplete.
But it didn't. He didn't trap the ball. He had the ball. There's a still shot on our Big Show Network Twitter account. His knee is down. The ball is secured in his arm. When he hits the ground, that's when the ball rolls out and comes out.
And that's what makes it
incomplete. And that's what it says, no. But if he was running and his knee was down and he had it and he hit the ground, not a fumble. The ground can't cause a fumble. It's the exact same thing. For one, it's okay. For the other, it's not. So if it's going to be, if the ball pops out at any point, then it's a fumble. Fine. If you want to make it that way, fine. If you're running, your knee comes down, and then you hit the ground, and the ball goes rolling away because the ground caused it, that should be a fumble then if it's going to be the same way on a reception. Maybe Leroy can explain it better. He'll join us. Coming up next, it's the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh live from the Lakeland University Studios.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Time. Now escapes. Will he try to run it? Throws across his body. He's got it! Touchdown! His first NFL touchdown!
DeGuara with his first touchdown. The 25-yard touchdown pass from Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers running all over the place before he threw that pass and then threw a rope to DeGuara. It was a great pass. He couldn't have put it any better if he would have had 10 more tries at that. It was a perfect throw. Packers, however, come up on the losing end, 34-31 to the Minnesota Vikings. It's a green and gold Monday live from the Lakeland University studios. And let me tell you all about Wendy's. They know a better breakfast starts with a better biscuit. That's why you can get a hot and buttery Wendy's breakfast biscuit with bacon or sausage, fresh cracked egg, and cheese for just $1. Get your Wendy's Buck Biscuit Sandwich today. Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Leroy Butler joins Gary Ellerson and myself now. So can you please further explain to me why the ground can cause a fumble with a running back but not with a receiver?
I think they want to separate the two from a pass catch and when you're running. When you're running, they're going to give you a little bit more leeway. When it's a catch interception, no. Make a football move. That's why Kevin King last week against Seattle, that's why the head coach, Pete Carroll, was upset. That should be incomplete.
That should have been an incomplete pass.
Just like the one Savage,
yes.
Incomplete.
Yes.
But when he intercepted it and they went to break, America didn't see it. So we were all celebrating. Okay, great. Comes back, then you see the ball move. Okay, fine. So I think what New York is trying to do is – eliminate the Calvin Johnson, Dez Bryant, those catches in the past, they've put it together to say this. If they make whatever the call is, they try not to overturn it unless it's all this evidence stuff. But that's incomplete. It's incomplete. I said it's incomplete. Just like I thought Kevin King was incomplete. So you never really know. But to me, when you're running the ball, I go back to when I think it was Pittsburgh a few years back. It was a championship game, and it hit the tight end. I think it would have been Jesse James, I think. He caught it, and as soon as he put the ball out, it came out. He caught it. I thought he caught it. And then he tried to stretch it over, and then the ball came out. I said, that's a touchdown. They said it was incomplete. It cost him a chance to go to the playoff, keep going to the playoffs. So what they're telling these guys, catch the ball to the ground, if it's an interception or a catch, and then you have to make a football move or whatever. And then the guy who's back there, he's watching, the back judge. If he sees it, he's going to make a call, incomplete. If he throw that little beanbag down, you know, they're going to talk about it. That could be a fumble or he saw the ball move. And then they send it to New York. Now, sometimes they can go figure it out real quick. I don't know. Is that new? You know, sometimes they can say, oh, we looked at it already, and it was fine. I actually like that because you don't have to use your challenges.
Right.
They go, oh, we looked at it. He really didn't catch it, whatever their language is. But that was a devastating play because out of all the things you could nitpick out of this game, one of those three picks win the game for you, or if Mason makes the kick.
Yep, no doubt. No thing. Let's get to Mike the Painter. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler on a Green and Gold Monday.
What's up, hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
Just, you know, one thing that they can do is getting Hinkley Field over there, you know, or the practice field and practice on the jugs machine, you know, so then you don't have to worry about if you're going to catch the ball or not. You know you're going to
be able to catch it. The problem with that, Mike, is no quarterback throws like a jug machine.
Well, right. But you
I know, but you still practice.
You know?
That's a good point.
But, you know, what I take away from this game is that, you know, we could have won it, and it is a division game, but there's really nobody walking away with the NFC. So we're still in it. Arizona loses at home, so I'm not too worried about going there. It's Dallas got their butts whooped, you know, so this conference is still wide open. So I'm not too worried about it. We got to get cleaned up and get healthy. You know, we got the bye week coming up after this next week, so hopefully we could get a little healthier, and after this game, nobody gets injured. So
sounds good, Mike.
Great point.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys. Great
point.
I don't think it's all necessarily doom and gloom necessarily at this point, Leroy, but at some point, as you continue to lose guys every week, eventually it's going to catch up to you. I mean, eventually you're not going to be able to overcome this. And we go back to that Magic Carpet ride year when they went to the Super Bowl the last time. They had 16, 17 guys out for the year on IR, and that's why part of the reason I called it a magic carpet ride. Like, they should not have been able to overcome that the way they did to go win a Super Bowl. And as you continue to look at the situation they have right now, they probably shouldn't have the record they have right now and been able to overcome it the way they have, considering all the guys they've had out, Leroy.
Yeah, 59 plays, they're going to be in games. If 12 plays, they're going to be in games. 17 plays, they're in games. The offense, I mean, Jenkins is going to hurt them. But Nash, ready to go. Let's go, man. I'm ready. I already got experience of starting. So, fine, you put him in there. Now you got to say, okay, who's the swing guy? Because he's not going to be back. If David Bautista come back, we don't know. Jair Alexander come back, fine, we don't know. But you got 21, 20, and 29 as a good rotation. They didn't play well as a group. At safety, you still got Black. He has a lot of experience because they're playing that three safety rotation. So what I'm saying is the core guys are still there, but you're losing starters.
And bonus, you're losing Pro Bowl starters.
Potential, yeah.
That's exactly what you're losing, dude.
Yeah, you should, I mean, maybe.
Starters, but Pro Bowl starters.
I gotta get a lot of credit to the coaching staff for getting these guys ready. I say this all the time, maybe I say it too much, but Matt LaFleur said it back in April. He's going to coach this year, assuming the third string guy may have to start. So the guys are prepared. You can't do it. I remember back in the 80s and 90s, even the 2000s, he wasn't going to play. Most starters weren't going to get hurt. If they did, you were lucky. But no, you got guys on practice squad, guys. You know, you got to move up and play. Like, you know, number 40. You know, people are like, who is that? Hey, you got to be ready to play. Now, it is catching a lot of teams around the league. It's catching them because they're thinking, I didn't have a plan for my backup guard to get hurt. That's your backup guard. So now you got to move a guy in who's third string, and then you have a practice squad guy from another team come in and back him up. That's how it's going to be. It's two things I think going to happen. Somebody going to miss a game because of COVID protocols or close contact, and that game may be the Super Bowl. Some kicker is going to have a 17-yard kick, and he's going to kick the back of his guard's head and lose the game. It's just all built in. So when you take away from this, because I'm going to tell you something, Tennessee thought, hey, man, Tennessee, hey, on cloud 56. We winning all these games out there, Henry. They got beat by the Texans. How do you explain that? I mean,
because they're not that good. I kept telling you that last week.
But it ain't about
Tannehill
that, though.
Threw four picks. That's how.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, you're right. Would you still let me finish?
Sure.
Because this man do not like Tannehill. I thought to text you, but I don't be want to troll you.
No, don't troll him.
Not when he with his family.
No, he's not winning anything with Tennessee.
He got to put up like 4 or 5 more trees. Leave him alone.
You can't throw four picks, though, right?
No. Nope.
We all agree. You can't do that.
Nope.
And that's why Steve was saying, y'all need to calm down with this Tennessee stuff. Oh, no, Tennessee.
Tucker had him, too.
Oh, God, Tennessee. I said, hey, just take it easy. But, again, they're still one of the top teams. But I didn't think that the backup quarterback in Baltimore would go down to Chicago and beat them.
Right.
No, no doubt.
So when you wrap your head around this, hey, man, the Packers scored 30 points and lost.
Yes.
Right. Let's go to Carl in Pennsylvania. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My problem with yesterday's game is the same that I basically had all season, and that's the run-pass ratio. I mean,
Okay. That's a discussion.
I don't get the fact that, you know, the only team that has stopped us from running is the Packers themselves.
Yes.
Dylan's out there getting 4 or 5 yards of carry and then just go away from him. And the other thing that I've noticed, and maybe not so in the last couple of games, but when they get closer to the goal line, it seems like they even go further away from the run. And it's like, really? I don't think in the playoffs they're going to get away with that. You know, they're going to need to be able to run the ball down the throats of the other team. And they have the ability to do that. They just don't have the philosophy.
Well, I think, correct me if I'm wrong here, Carl. I just think long as you have 12, that's the way it's going to be.
No, I agree. And I think, I don't know, I guess it's a shame. But, you know, he's a great quarterback.
Yeah.
You do need to, you're going to need to, especially when the weather gets bad, you're going to need to run the ball. And one other thing I wanted to say about Sparky. I think they changed the language on that ground can't cause a fumble rule. Mm-hmm. So you check to see if that's still in there, but
okay,
I think
look.
That was removed.
So now you're saying it can cause a fumble then. That makes more sense. If that's the case, then that makes more sense to me. Carl, thanks for the call.
And a lot of these
check out it. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Carl. I love our callers. And before I go any further, I want to say my condolences to the families at Waukesha. That was just horrific. And
horrible.
Praying for them, and hopefully everybody is. Those kids are going to need a lot of therapy seeing that. And that's the thing about the competition committee. You know, sometimes me and Gary yell at like you or fans. Y'all always trying to change stuff. I think they should have, not just me, no. I think they should have a fan as a part of this competition committee. Just as somebody away from this independent.
I like it.
On a team. It's just, I just want to give him my, you're not going to, you know what I mean? I'm not going to, but that would
that
give
view
him a
it
job.
As that view it as entertainment.
Yeah, thank you.
Correct.
Thank
that
you.
Aren't involved
yeah.
in playing.
I just want to say, I know this is my team, but if I'm a Packer fan, maybe I'll call another game just to get, because it make people think, like, people in New York don't like my team. It make you think that.
Yes.
Because certain teams get these calls, man.
Right, right.
But
no,
certain teams,
I would agree with that. They need 32 people in that room to represent 32 teams.
Just be in the room.
Because then you're not then you're not saying, oh, they only picked the people from Green Bay. You got to do all 32 teams.
Yes.
One thing.
Yes.
I don't think you have to do that. I think you can just be a lottery. Everybody puts
in
an email,
can't
you
be.
Pick one
but
email.
It can't be because then that gets corrupt. Well, they picked this guy No. If you're going to do that, it's got to be 32 people.
They're never going to do that.
Would you represent the Packers?
Sure.
Oh, great.
But they would never – there's no way they're having
32
fans. No,
you're not going to call the Packer games. You'll look at the other NFC games in the room, say, oh, I think that was a catch, yeah. Just to say, you know, because sometimes people think this conspiracy theory that how can y'all not call the Dez Bryant catch, and how come the Kevin King? That's why Pete Carroll turned it in. He wrote something, said that was an incomplete.
Right.
And then how about they do a lottery, and then 5 years in a row, a Cowboy fan is in there. Something's wrong. It's rigged.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah, totally. But that can be eliminated too. Then, right? So if it's the first year, it's a Cowboy fan. So now the following year, it can't be a Cowboy fan. It's got to be somebody else. I mean it would complicate things for sure. Yeah. Eric in Green Bay, listening on WDUZ. You are next here on the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on?
Too much, man. What's happening, guys?
Not much, buddy.
What's up, my brother?
Hey, I've got confusion with the rules too, but it's not the that interception rule. I have confusion with it, and I think it has. I mean, who do the NFL referees answer to? Do they answer to the league? Do they answer to the Players Association,
league.
Or do they answer to the network?
League.
Because sometimes I think that penalties are called or not called based on whether they can create more drama in the season and. Each division goes all the way to wire or something, because something that happened yesterday. Well, two things. First of all, I don't know what the ref was thinking that was chewing Lucas Patrick out on the first snap from scrimmage.
Because he lifted his
saying,
head.
I warned you.
Yes.
What was that all about?
Viking center did the same thing the whole game.
Well, that's
no, I
because you,
the
you know how
center
that.
Do that three
Eric,
or four you, times per snap for a whole season.
Eric, you know how that happens? Mike Zimmer goes out to the refs before the game, pregame warm-up,
yep.
and say, hey, I want you to look at this. I don't think that's right.
Okay.
Keep an eye on it.
There's a couple of things.
And that's what happened.
There was that. There was not calling a holding flag when Lucas Patrick just about got his jersey and shoulder pads taken off near the goal line there. He still made the tackle, but who didn't see that, and how was that not a hold? That would have been 10 yards back. And then finally, that roughing the passer call was terrible. That was terrible. First of all, he hit him face mask to face mask, so which he means he had his head up and he was tackling correctly. He had just broken free from his blocker. Cousins was just releasing the ball. It's not like he had even a step or two into it, and he didn't target him with the top of the helmet. Now, we've seen Rodgers get nailed in the head multiple times this year with no flag. Never like a spearing or anything like that, but if they're going to throw that flag, they need to throw it every freaking time, not just when they feel like it. Because that penalty affected the game negatively big time.
Eric, let's have that discussion. Thanks for the call. Mm-hmm. All right, Leroy, what did you think? Did you think that was roughing the passer?
What, the one with Kiki?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
100%. There, anytime you're a helmet, and you can look at it, hit him right in the jaw. He didn't mean to do it, happened. Remember, is it Darius Smith hit the one quarterback early in the year, picked him up, fell on. They already told y'all, don't be hitting these quarterbacks high. They've said it. They came back and did the same thing to Rodgers. When he threw his touchdown, the guy hit him and threw him on the ground. They threw the flag. So they were consistent with that. They've said this all along. And they've told you from day one, don't be hitting these quarterbacks low and don't be hitting them high. They've said it over and over and over. And I'm a defender.
Well, red jersey will be here eventually. Yeah. You will not be able to touch him at all.
No, it won't be that. You just got to follow the rules.
Oh, no, that's
you
where it's
gotta
going.
You got to follow the rules.
There it is.
When you have a quarterback and you got to see him, you go to his torso and you're fine. Just
unless
run
you
it.
Land on him. Then they're going to throw a flag for you on that.
And they're basically saying when you hit the guy, you don't need to land on him because you've already made the hit.
Don't hurt him.
Yeah.
You can hurt the running back or the wide receiver, but please don't hurt the guy we have all of our money invested in.
Correct. That's a fact.
Right. Correct. That's why I'm telling you, red jerseys are coming.
I don't have no problem with it at all.
Right. Yeah.
You just have to get them down for the best way you can because it's going to happen. But they've been consistent by that. At least they're consistent with it. If they hadn't told these guys that – then I would have a problem with it. But they've told you guys exactly, don't do that. And you see the guy. I know Packer fan really slow-mo that and see the guy clench his jaw like that. He hit. Would want that to happen to Aaron Rodgers, right? You wouldn't want that. And you don't want a 300-pound guy landing on Aaron Rodgers.
Well,
so you got to see it both.
The one thing I do know is you tell us all the time what to do concerning new men.
Well, I try to ask you, Steve. I mean, I don't know a few people I can tell. That's my kids. And only – I think 50% of them really listen until they want me to cash out them. Then they always listen. But one thing about it, we know this is a holiday week. We understand that. We understand that you're going to eat a lot of meals. Matter of fact, I have 36 sides. It's about the size, not about the turkey and the meat. I can do without
the
meat.
Wait a minute. What do you say?
36 sides. And at 12:40.
36 sides?
I know, side dishes. Isn't that amazing?
36. Were you? Ooh.
I know, isn't that great?
For dinner?
Yes.
For Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
You can't even name 36 sides, man.
Oh, okay, I'll send them all to you and blow up your phone. But at 12:48, I'm going to reveal my recipe.
For what?
Remember I needed one more cheese?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what New Mail is saying. You can eat, but just do it in small portions.
Okay. Well, them 36 sides may put some weight on me.
No, no. Small portions. Okay. And if you want to need help with low T, I'll be very honest. I did like 9 events this weekend. Mm. And if you want to know how I keep going, it's because of New Mail. And again, just call this number and get on their list and they'll find somebody to talk to. But my next read, I'll tell you more detail. 414-441-1771. That's 414-441-1771. New Mail Medical Center. Tell them Leroy Butler sent you.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Packers lose 34-31. It's a green and gold Monday.
Right.
Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. I know it doesn't
just
sound
say
right.
The Packers unfortunately lost. I mean,
unfortunately.
It was unfortunate.
I'll say this, and I said this yesterday. We can talk more about this in the next hour. It began the green and gold postgame show with Gary. I think they lost this more than the Vikings won it. I'll be honest, that's
semantics to me.
To me, all the things that went wrong for them, everything that went wrong between the penalties, the dropped interceptions, the missed kick, everything that went wrong, and you're still sitting there with a chance to win that football game at the end. They lost it more than the Vikings won it. We'll discuss more next.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.